This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Yesterday, I mentioned the book by Frank Thomas, What's the Matter with Kansas? Rich Lowry suggests there might be a future book with the title, What's the Matter with People of Color? The point he's making is that Democrats have always assumed that people of color will vote for their party. That doesn't look like it's going to happen in this election. The results of two polls illustrate the dramatic change. A New York Times poll a few months ago had Trump beating Biden among Hispanic voters 46-40. Recently, a Wall Street Journal poll found that 30% of African-American men say they are definitely or probably going to vote for Trump. Although other polls aren't as dramatic, something seems to be happening among the potential minority voters. Rich Lowry suggests the problem has been that Democrats lump all sorts of people with diverse backgrounds and demographic characteristics into the category people of color. Many of these ethnic groups are not supportive of the woke politics that have been promoted over the last few years. Hispanics, for example, are much more like the rest of America. One poll shows that 69% of Americans say the country is on the wrong track. An even higher percentage of Hispanics say the same thing. About a third of the country says inflation and the economy is the top issue. Once again, an even higher percentage of Hispanics say it is. What might this mean in this election? Well, Hillary Clinton won the Hispanic voters by nearly 40 points. Joe Biden won them by 23 points, but we'll probably see a lower percentage in this election. Those potential votes might go to Donald Trump. I predict that this demographic shift in potential vote preferences will have a significant impact on many of the races in the 2024 elections. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Racism, go to viewpoints.info/racism. That's viewpoints.info/racism.